Hi guys, welcome to the Aileon Anita podcast, where we get down to business. I am your host, Aileon, and I'm so excited to have you join me for this week's podcast. I realize that I have not podcasted since February of this year. It has been a long stretch for me. I needed a break, and yeah, life was crazy, so I needed to take a break away from podcasting just for a little bit, but I am back, and I am giving you a fresh podcast today. I'm going to break this podcast up into three parts because I did not want to make these podcasts very long podcasts because I want to capture your attention and keep you here. So I know if I give a large amount of information all at once, it'll be a lot to swallow. So I'm going to talk to you in three parts about process, pain, and pace. Process, pain, and pace. So this week, I'm going to talk to you about process. I like to define a process as a journey that one takes in order to be transformed into the person that's required for their next level. We all can agree that life is a journey. It is full of highs and lows and all kinds of changes. Some changes are for the good and some are not so much. But no matter the change or the circumstance, at some point in life, you're going to have to endure a process. Processes usually begin when you've made your mind up about something that you want to make a change in, or an area of your life that you want to make a change in, and you've given that change a definition. For instance, you may say, I want to save money so that I can purchase a home. You've just now given your process a name and a definition and a reason why you want to go through or endure this process. You're saving money in order to purchase a home. So now you're going to begin to do things that will force you to align with that goal. And the process is the things that's required as you go through to reach that goal. So for instance, it might be budgeting. It might be saying no to hanging out with friends, or you may not spend money on that new dress. You might find something in your closet to wear. That is a process that you endure in order to reach an ultimate goal. Processes are necessary every time you want to reach a new level in your life. Every higher level requires a new you. It's kind of like with a cell phone. Few months or a few weeks, you have to update your cell phone because there are new advances and new technologies out that could possibly harm your information, your personal information, or maybe it's just something really cool that they wanted to update your phone in. So just like you have to update your phone or any software that you use, you have to update yourself. So the old tactics that you're using on the current level that you're on will not sustain you for the next level that you're attempting to reach. So a process is necessary to refine behaviors, challenge mindsets, and give you new tactics in order to survive and succeed on the next level. Definitions are important because it gives you language and it gives directions for your journey. For instance, you may say, I want to become a better person. Well, that's kind of ambiguous. You need to define what areas of your life you want to work on. So you might say, I want to become a better person in communicating. I want to be a better communicator. So from there, you will begin to, that's the area that you decided that you want to work on to become a better person. So now you have to develop a tactic behind it. How am I going to be a better communicator? What books am I going to read? What classes am I going to take? Who's going to mentor me? Who's going to be a coach to help me? Who's going to grade me? Who's going to hold me accountable? All of those things help you define your change, and it helps you along the process. Definitions are also important because they allow you to establish boundaries around your journey. So for instance, if you're trying to get healthier, you may say, I'm not going to eat fried foods. I'm not going to eat sugar, and I'm only going to eat in between these hours. You now just set boundaries around your dietary habits to say, I am not going to do this anymore, but I am going to do that. So definitions are crucial as you go through a process because it helps you define and give language behind what you're attempting to reach. What I've learned in going through a process is that it's hard to go through a process without language or definition. So you might find yourself in a very low space in your life where you're just frustrated and you feel like you're hitting your head up against a wall. And generally, when people feel like that, it's simply because they have not given themselves a definition to this process, this particular process that they're in. Maybe you haven't had time to sit down and meditate and quiet yourself to find out what is the issue here. So without language and without definition, you'll find yourself running around in circles and you'll get frustrated with the process because you don't know, you don't have a direction or a path. You don't know. The tricky thing about processes is you don't know how long they'll last. You don't know it's so many unknown and so many unknown factors and so many variables that could take place in a process. So if you have a rhyme and a reason and a definition to your process, it'll help you endure as you go through the process. Now, I want to talk to you about some benefits of going through a process. One of the benefits is you gain information about yourself and wisdom that will sustain you for your future. A year ago, last year this time, I was in a different process in my life. I was processing through a lot of mental things. I had just started a company. I was helping other people launch their companies. So I was a different alien back a year ago. Than I am right now today. And I have wisdom and so much information about myself and about different processes that I did not have. And if I had not went through the process that I went through, I would not have learned what I know today. So processes always come to, they always give you information. If you're open to it, you'll find out so much wisdom and so much information about yourself to help you as you elevate and advance forward. Another benefit from a process is you get challenged to grow. Honestly, I can tell you that I have been more stretched in the last 2 years than I ever have in my entire life. And it's because I have endured the process and I've learned about stepping outside of my comfort zones, and I've been challenged and confronted with things that I would have never had the courage to confront if I hadn't have went through a process. So processes always stretches you. So you're going to feel the pain, and I'll talk about that next week, but that's a part of the pain of the process, is that you're being stretched and really, honestly, you're being transformed into a brand new person, a better person, as you continue on through the process. Another benefit of a process, which is a pain, but I'm going to talk more about this next week, but you have to confront hard truths about yourself and the place that you're in. One thing about a process is that it makes you realize that you're probably not as good as you think you are, or maybe you are better than what you're behaving, and you need to elevate. Maybe you need to grow up to get to the place that you are, the wisdom that you have. So like, you may be a really wise person, but you might be immature. You might be silly. So you might have to mature in certain areas in your life. And that's where processes come to challenge and confront you, because if you have wisdom of a, let's say you're 25, but you have wisdom of a 30-year-old, you want people to take you serious. So processes confront hard truths, and they make you deal with your stuff. So I'm going to get more into that next week. I don't really want to give too much away in that, but it does challenge you to find solutions and confront hard truths, which is always a good thing. Another benefit of going through a process is all unnecessary weight is lifted off of you so that you can advance into the future. A lot of times we'll find ourselves in relationships or friendships, or we might have bad habits that will keep us out of our destiny and we just don't know it. And sometimes processes will help you confront that and say, hey, this is a bad habit. And if you continue to be a chain smoker, you're going to cut your lifespan short. If you continue to hang with these people, you might end up in jail or doing something that you'll end up regretting 10 years from now. So processes help lift weights off of you so that you can move forward. And the final thing, one of the, and there's many more benefits, but I just named a few just for the sake of the time of the podcast. Processes create room in your heart, your mind, and your spirit for bigger and better things. Sometimes you just need to take inventory of your life and get rid of old junk and start to really refine your life so that you can move forward into the future without unnecessary baggage and unnecessary things. There are traumas that we've all experienced throughout life that has caused us to create bad habits and take on bad mindsets. And honestly, going through a process of healing and restoration will help you overcome those obstacles. You may break the spirit of fear. You may break the bad habits or just anything. Like, processes help you confront the things that will snag and hinder you in your future. As a person that should be constantly evolving, going through a process is inevitable. The point of a process is to make you better. No process should leave you feeling emptier or broken than when you began. Every process, honestly, is really to help evolve you and grow you into a better person. I've learned that, particularly over these last 2 years, I've learned that so much, that processes are necessary. And they may be the hardest thing in the world to endure at the time, but I promise you, the end benefits will be worth it. So before I leave, you know how I do. I like to give you guys a recommended resource that I may have came across that helped me during my process. And this is a fairly new book. I read this book maybe last month. As recent as last month, I did. It is a book by Bishop T.D. Jakes written. It is called Crushing. I will put the link in the show description, so make sure you click on the show description to get the link to this book. He has a workbook to go alongside this book. I don't have the workbook, but I'm just throwing it out there. But the book in itself is amazing. It brought me to tears. It helped me confront some things, and it opened my mind up so much. So I want to recommend T.D. Jakes' Crushing as a recommended resource. So if you guys enjoyed this podcast, please tune in next week. This is part one of three parts to process pain and pace. And I look forward to talking to you guys soon. Make sure you share this with your friends and your followers. Thank you so much for tuning in. And guys, I really want to thank you for your patience with me as I had to take breaks in between my podcasting. But I feel my wind back now and expect to hear a new podcast next week. So as always, guys, be blessed and stay relevant. I love you, love you, love you so much. Can't wait to talk to you soon. Also, too, before I go, if you have any questions for me, you know you can email me at alienanitashow@gmail.com. I'll put that in the description box. And if you want to follow me on social media, you know where you can find me, at alienanita on all the handles. So I love you guys so much. Talk to you soon. Peace.